Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah.
The Lord has made, and we will rejoice
and we will be glad in it. We're just so happy that you took the time to join us once again on the Breakthrough Broadcast. Our topic for the day will be Have Confidence in God. Our subtopic will be Depend on God's Help, Seek God's Face, and Hear God's Voice. Our central truth is with God as our companion, we have confidence for living. Our study text today will come from Psalm the 27th chapter, verse through the 14th verse, and that 29th chapter of Psalm, verse through the 11th verse. We would like to take this opportunity to welcome our radio panelists to the Breakthrough Broadcast. They are Ms. Helen Hooper, Elder Natasha Davis, and Pastor Louis Malone. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And yes, you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. And I promise you today that today will be a day that you will enjoy this broadcast, because the fact that we all need to have confidence in God, not in man. The Bible says put no confidence in man, but put your trust in God. So many of us, so many times, have put our confidence in others instead of putting our confidence and our trust in God. Come on, let's go before the throne of grace. Come and go with us. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise thy name. We thank you, God, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. Great and mighty things, God, that you are about to do. Thank you, God, for blessing high above measure, for meeting every need, God, in our life. Thank you, Father, for you being the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father, for being the living Savior. Thank you for being a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Father, we give you praise and glory. Thank you for being our shield. Thank you for being our high tower and our deliverer, one that we can call on midnight, early in the morning, any time of day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. God, we can call on that name, Jesus, because, God, there is power. We know that there is authority in your name. So, Lord God, even as the listeners from all over the state are listening, God, even now, Lord, bless those, God, that's in Chicago, God, those, God, in Texas, God, those that are in Jacksonville, Florida, God, for the 400 of this world, I pray, God, that there will be a change, God, that even as the discussion goes through today, Lord God, that you will touch their lives like never before so that they will never, never be the same. And Lord, thank you for changing lives, even through the broadcast. God, let people, God, multitudes, thousands of people, God, give their lives to you. And for this, we will bless and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast. Yes, we are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. And we have already let you know what's going to be our topic. And if you don't mind, I would like to share with you again how have confidence in God is our topic. And our key verse today, which is taken from Psalm 27:1, will be, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I believe that is something that's going to be a blessing to you on today. So we're getting ready to begin our discussion. Why don't you get some paper, a pen? Maybe you just want to get your recorder and just listen, and just so that you can be able to be built up and that you can be strengthened, because God wants you to put on the whole armor of God. He wants you to be able to put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. He wants you shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And I believe that this is a great start for you to be able to hear the word of God, that uncompromising word of God, word that's going to change your life, a word that's going to cause all of us to be better. So let's go to our first subtopic today, which is depend on God's help. That's going to be taken from Psalm 27th chapter, first through the sixth verse. We would like to take this opportunity to welcome Miss Helen Hooper to the Breakthrough broadcast as she comes with depend on God's help. Miss Helen Hooper.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and welcome to the Breakthrough Broadcast, and hello to our broadcast family. I'm glad to be on today. And like Dr. McCoy said, my topic is depend on God's help, and I'm going to be coming from Psalm chapter 27, first to the sixth verse, and it reads as, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come up on me to eat my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, and the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock." And verse 6 says, "And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing praises unto the Lord." And here we see David praising God, and it's says, depend on God's help. And really going back to David is really showing his declaration of faith in God. He's showing his total commitment to God, and he's showing that he depends on him totally for help. It says here, depend on God's help. That is what we see David doing here today. He said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" He's saying that I shall fear nobody, because I know that the God has my back. I know that he's in my corner. I put my total confidence in knowing that he's going to take care of me. That's what we see David is saying here today. And we as Christians should know that when we have a relationship with God, we all know the story of David, how his life was full of adversity, full of challenges. And as you read Psalms, and as you read the story of David, you know that he had many, many adversities. He had many challenges to overcome, but he never wavered in his faith from God. Even though the things that he did, as you read his story, he was not a perfect man, but the Bible said he was a man after God's own heart, meaning he trusted in God. He knew that God was on his side. He knew God was his everything and his all. So we see here him totally dependent on God. And we know that the Bible says in Romans, it says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." We can depend on him, and we should have total confidence in knowing that anything that we ask of him, anything that he will do. And that's what we see here in Psalm 27, confidence in God. And us as men and women of God should know everything, in every aspect of our life, we should have confidence in God. I don't care if it's a money situation, if it's a health situation, a job situation, our total confidence should be in him. We should not waver in our faith. And like I said, this is going back to his exuberance and his declaration of faith in God. And we see when he was talking about even when his enemies encamp around him, how he knows he has confidence that God is going to bring him out, that God is going to show him the way. He's going to maneuver that thing so he will, his enemies can't even overtake him, and it will not overtake him. Sometimes we get in our flesh and we start to fear things, and that's what the devil, that's what the enemy preys on. He preys on our fear. He preys on, he has confidence sometimes in knowing, because we all have shaky faith sometimes, me included. So the devil preys on that. But when you have confidence in God and you're unwavering in your faith, there is nothing the devil can do or he can't shake your faith. See, we have total confidence in knowing that God is everything. He created the heavens and the earth. So we know that he's going to take care of us. We know that whatever adversity comes, that he is in full control. Sometimes we get in our flesh, and me included, we get in our flesh and we start looking at the situation, not even thinking, not even praying, you know, God has this and I know I should give it to him. But sometimes we give it to him and we take it back. We give it to him and we take it back. We put it on the altar and then we start worrying about it again. So that means we're just taking it back from him, and that's showing him, you don't have any faith in me. You don't have any confidence in me. I am total God. I'm God all by myself. I can do anything. And that's what I think about sometimes. He can do anything. I mean, he brought me from a place of almost death, the point of death. I know he can do anything. Even in my situation, what I've gone through over the years, the marriage that I was in, the abuse that I was in, he brought me through all of that. I had to have total confidence in God not to lose my mind in that situation. Even when I was on my sickbed, not to give up hope, not to give up confidence that God was going to heal my body. So I live by these words. This is a declaration of faith, and that's how we should think about this today. Depending on God's help, everything, any aspect of your life, every aspect of your life, you should be dependent on God, us as men and women of God. But sometimes I say we get in our flesh, and we start to worry about things. That's how the adversary and the enemy overtakes us in situations. That's how we fall sometimes, because we're not keeping our eye on God. We're not having total confidence in him. In Proverbs, it says, in the fear of the Lord, one has strong confidence, and in his children will have a refuge. That means that he's going to hide me in every situation. All I got to do is go to him. All I got to do is put it before his throne. All I got to do is pray about it and leave it with him and have the confidence in knowing that he's going to bring me out whatever I'm going through, and no matter what it is. I know some of you are listening today say, my situation is just above. I can't even pray. That's when you have to have total confidence. That's when you have to have faith and say, God, I don't even know what to say. That's why our heavenly language, and we talked about that on the broadcast some weeks ago, our heavenly language, that's where our heavenly language comes in, and you have that connection with God and that relationship with him. Say, God, I don't even know what to pray, but I know you got this, because the Holy Spirit prays his perfect will. So when we pray in the Spirit, we know that the Holy Spirit is interceding with us, and he knows everything on our heart. And you don't have to say anything. All you have to do is give it to God and pray in your heavenly language, and God is going to answer that prayer. But you have to have total confidence. You have to give everything over to him, total faith. Like I said, this is a confirmation of your faith. When you have faith in God, it tells him that everything that's going on in your life, every area, you trust me in. You trust me in your finances. You trust me in your marriage. You trust me in sickness and in health. You trust me in every aspect for your children. You trust me in every aspect of your life. And that's what we're talking here today. Depend on God's help. And as we read through Psalms, as we go on through the lesson today, you're going to see how, in this case, how David depended on God. Even though I said he wasn't a perfect man, but he still depended on God. He failed sometimes, but he got back up. He shook the dust. He got up, and he still went right back to God and said, you know, I did this. I know I did this, but I have total confidence in knowing that he's going to forgive me, that I can still go to him and say, you know, Lord, I love you. Take this over, and I know that he's going to do it for me. So as we go through the lesson today, depend on God's help, we're going to see how us as Christians and how us as men and women of God should have total confidence in God and should put everything in his hands, everything, and confidence in every battle, in every situation, every adversity. We should give it to God. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Ms. Cooper, for telling us how we should depend on God. There are so many people today, as you said, that are not depending upon God. There was a song that they used to sing. It says, I learned
how to lean and depend on Jesus. He said, I found out if I trust him, he will provide. And that song is so true. If you can learn how only to trust him, you will find out that he will provide. He will do those things in our life that need to be done. I mean, I thank God for the discussion from Ms. Hooper, because in it we find that David was saying so many good things. Some things that we can, you know, think within ourselves, that we can set it in our heart, that God is what? He is our light. I mean, he is a light. When we, he's the way that shows us in the path that we should be able to follow. He gives us that clarity that we don't have to stumble. We don't have to fall. Why? Because we'll put God before it. Yes, he is our life. He is, this is what they were saying. He is my life. He is my salvation. He saves me. He delivers me. I don't have to walk in fear. I don't have to fear what others do to me. I don't have to fear what others say to me. Because why? God, he is my God. I don't have to fear or be afraid. And not only that, somebody know that need to know that he will give you that strength. He will give you, he is the strength of my life. When it don't feel like going on, don't feel like that everything is going the way it should go. Sometimes, you know, you may feel a little bit dismayed, but yet when you begin to rely and depend on God, then he will give you everything that you need, of everything that you think you need and more, if we could just know that even so, that he'll give you that strength. When the enemy come upon you, he'll give you that strength. He'll be that light. He'll be that salvation. He'll keep you from fearing. And therefore, with all of that, I don't have to be afraid. And that's why we have to make the word of God personal for ourselves. You know, yes, we do teach, and we're discussing all of our topic depending on God's help. But radio audience, people of God, even those that are not saved, that you have to learn how to depend on God Almighty. And you might just want to go back. You might just want to read Psalm 27, chapter, the whole chapter. I know Ms. Hooper came from that 27th chapter, first through that sixth verse, and now we're getting ready to go through Psalm 27, 7 through 14, and now we're going to talk about seek God's face. I mean, this is going to be so on target, because we need to seek the face of God. So we're getting ready, and we'd like to welcome Elder Natasha Davis to the Breakthrough Broadcast, and we thank God for the woman of God, Elder Natasha Davis. We're going to welcome her to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
Good afternoon, Dr. McCoy. I'm so excited to be with you on today. Good afternoon, Breakthrough Broadcast panelists and also listening audience. I'm thankful for the word of the Lord on today to seek God's face, to seek God. The word that we are focusing on in our topic, to seek God's face, is coming from Psalms 27, verses 7 through 14, reads as, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my mother and my father forsake me, then will the Lord take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breed out cruelty. I have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Thank God for the reading of his holy word. Today, as we talk about seeking the face of God, seek God's face, I think about the passage of scripture that we just read. And we talk about seeking God. It's not like we're seeking God as if he's nowhere to be found, or if we're on some mad search to find him and he is elusive and untraceable. But on the contrary, if we properly interpret the text was not saying, where are you, God? I can't find you. What David was saying, he said, Lord, he's giving confidence to his voice, saying, Lord, I know when I call upon you, you will answer me. I know when I cry out to you with a loud voice, you will hear me. And so when we talk about seeking the face of God and we're talking about having confidence and trusting God, we have to have confidence and trust to know that God cannot be our last resort, but indeed he is our first resort. He is our only option. David talked about it, and he said that when my mother and father forsake me, then will the Lord take me up. But really what David was saying is that more than seeking my mother's voice or my mother's opinion, or more than seeking what my father has to say, more than anything, I really want to know what is your divine will. I have stronger confidence in you than I have in man, even the very people that brought me here. I have more confidence in God. And so David was a psalmist. He is a great expressionist. He's very melodic. This is a psalm. David, in his expression and affection toward God, is singing a love song to him, that above all things that I'm seeking, a melody, a song from my heart is coming to you, that I'm in this place where people are seeking to do cruel things against me. They are enemies after me, but I'm seeking you because I know that you are my strength. I know that you are my support. And so he began to seek the face of God without hesitation. And so day to day, brothers and sisters, as you are listening today on the broadcast, understand that without hesitation, without question, without disbelief, that we are to seek God's face on a day-to-day basis, because he cares about every aspect of our lives. There's nothing concerning our lives that God is not concerned about, or that God does not want to hear about. He said that when we cry out unto him with a loud voice, he hears us. And so we have to have confidence and make the Lord our strength and make him our fortress. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah that blessed is a man who has made the Lord his trust. Instead of making our jobs our trust, instead of making our husbands or our wives our trust, we have to make the Lord our trust. We have to make him our sounding board. We have to rely on him. Why would you seek after or have sought after the presence of God, not to rely on what he has to say, or not to take his word for your answer? The Bible says that the word of God is now us, even in our mouths. So it really, really blesses me today to know that when David began to seek God, the first thing he did was opened up his mouth. And a lot of times what we do is that when we're seeking answers, we go to other people, relying on the wisdom and the knowledge and the advice of other people. But when David was searching for God, he first opened up his mouth with a loud voice. So the first thing we have to do is pray when we seek God. We have to express to God what you've already been to us. I know you to be a protector. I know you to be a healer. I know you to be a way out of no way. When I look back over my life, everything that I've had, everything that I've been through, everything that that has brought me to be who I am today, I understand that it is because of God's goodness and His grace. And as David said, I would have fainted except I, you know, see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so he was exhausting all of the possibilities outside of God. He already understands that there is no goodness that is coming to his life outside of Almighty God. And so we have to understand that when we wait on God or when we seek God, he said, seek me and you'll find me. He's not playing games with us. God is not superficial. He's not playing games with us. He's not playing hide and seek with us. He's not asking him to search for him. But he said, indeed, if you seek me, you'll find me. And if you knock, he said, the door shall be opened. And so before we already begin to understand, before we even seek God, there's a yes already waiting on you. There is an answer already waiting for you if you would just acknowledge God, if we would just understand that God is our first resort and not our last resort. And so seeking God is a heart thing. You know, we have to condition our hearts to be able to seek God. We have to condition our hearts. Why? Because if seeking God starts with asking him questions and asking him for wisdom and asking him for direction, we have to have a heart to be able to seek God. It comes from being thirsty to know what God wants you to do, what is his will for your life. And so if you're thirsting after the wisdom of the world, the Bible says that comes from us having a heart of corruption. And so when we want good fruit, we have to cultivate the ground so that we can have the fruit that God wants us to have, because out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks. And so because David was a worshiper, he was a man after God's heart, his heart was right before God. And so we have to check and make sure that our heart is toward God. Why would we seek God? And Jesus said, why would you seek me and you wouldn't do what I asked you to do? Why call me Lord if you don't do the things that I'm asking you to do? And so when we seek God, brothers and sisters, we got to realize that God is not going to give you something that the psychic would tell you to do. God is going to give you his unadulterated word. He's going to perform signs and wonders. But you got to know seeking God means receiving his word as well. It has everything to do with being obedient to his word as well. It has everything to do with knowing that God is not playing games with us. And if you come to him for an answer, he's going to give it to you. But you got to know that everything that God gives you is going to be well for your situation. So seeking God has everything to do with trusting him, has everything to do with not being hesitant, but also relying on what he said, what answers that he gives us, and it's going to be for our own good. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Elder Davis. We thank God because of the fight. We thank God for everything, for the great, for the mighty things that he has done. We thank God because we need God in our lives. We need him to be that mind fixer and that heart regulator. And I thank God today because, as Elder Natasha Davis said, that God is not playing games as hide and go seek with us. And somebody may need clarity. Somebody may have needed understanding. So I thank God that she was able to bring that out to us. I thank God because when I think about Chronicles, of the book of Chronicles, it says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked way, then what I hear from heaven, I will forgive the sin and I will heal the land. So we need to seek the face of God. Well, I'm going to seek the face of God. You're going to seek him through prayer. You need to pray. The Bible said that man should always pray and not to faint. David, even as the elder was speaking, David even
believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, my God, we don't have to faint. We don't have to walk in fear and doubt and unbelief because of the fight things in our life. It seems like sometimes they may be falling apart. But, you know, there are times in our lives that we're going to be tested for the maturity of each individual so that we can be mature in the things of God, so God can be able to use us, so that God can be able to trust us, so that we can be able to have confidence and even the trust in God. So God said that he would lead us and guide us. And that is what the man of God, he, in a sense, was letting us know that he seeks his face. David had to stay in close communication with God. We have to stay in that close communication with God, communicating with him. How? In prayer. In reading our Bible, in consistently staying and hearing his voice so that we could be those sheep that will not stray. So I thank God that he had a journey to walk. He had a road to walk, and that road sometimes it didn't seem to be comfortable. Maybe it was rocky. Maybe it was obstacles in that road that he walked. And that's the same thing in our lives. Sometimes it's obstacles. Sometimes it seems like it's not as smooth as we want it to be. So therefore, if we can only trust God, knowing that we're going to make it, knowing that we're going to get through everything that seems so difficult in our lives. You know, that's how we learn how, it's just like exercising. The more you exercise, the more muscle you're going to build up, the stronger you're going to be. But if you don't exercise, if you don't exercise even your faith, then you're not going to be that vessel that God can be able to use, and a vessel that can be able to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We won't stand the test, but we won't be able to pass the test. But I thank God that what Elder Natasha was saying to us, to seek God's face. And what I would like for you to do is to go back and read again, even as we had mentioned in Ms. Hooper's presentation, in her discussion, in that 27th chapter of Psalm 27, 1 through 6, and Elder Davis picked it up from that 7 to that 14th verse, and then you're going to be able to meditate on that. You're going to learn how to seek the face of God, even in adversity. Well, a lot of times man make a mistake because of the fight. They don't seek him until they get in trouble. We don't seek God until things are not going right in our lives. We don't seek God unless the enemy is on our track, you know, on our back, or doing something that given that will cause us to take our peace. But we need God so that we can be the Christians that he would have us to be by seeking the face of God. Now let's go to our last and final topic, which was hear God's voice. Hear God's voice. And that's going to be taken from Psalm, the 29th chapter, verse through the 11th verse. And we would like to take this opportunity to welcome Pastor Lewis Malone to the Breakthrough Broadcast. Pastor Malone.
Hey, thank God this evening, and thank God for you, Dr. McCoy, Ms. Hooper, and Elder Davis, and Breakthrough Broadcast listeners. We thank God that we are able to hear the sound of my voice this evening and He have yet given us another opportunity to be amongst living, to get right what we messed up on yesterday. And I'm so blessed to be on the broadcast once again with each of you. I've been enjoying myself. I'm sitting back listening as the Lord expound on his word through his people. And I especially like the topic, depending on God and seeing his face. And now we're heading to hear God's voice. And we're going to come from Psalms 29. Psalm 29, a psalm that, once again, that was David wrote. And if you are there, we start in verse 1 of Psalms 29. Says, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yeah, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrene, like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calf, and discover the forest, and in this tempest, the temple, does everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. And verse 11, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Amen. We're talking about hearing God's voice. And David was, when he wrote this psalm, he saw a great storm, and he was possibly hiding from it. He saw the rain, he heard the wind, and he saw the lightning, and heard the thunder. And the storm came from the Mediterranean Sea to the mountains of Lebanon, and went from there to Sarion, then down to the river Jordan to Kadesh. And during this great storm, David thought about God, and he wrote Psalms 29, and he wrote it in three parts. First, David tells everyone in heaven that God is great, and then he described the storm with the thunder as the voice of God. Then David says that the people of the Lord will be safe even in a great storm. And when we talk about hearing the voice of God, especially during the storms of life, we first have to be able to recognize the voice of God. And you may ask the question, how can we recognize the voice of God? And we think on several people that didn't recognize, they heard his voice but didn't recognize it, like Samuel back in 1 Samuel when he heard the voice of God, but he didn't recognize it until he was instructed by Eli. Then you had Gideon that had a physical revelation from God, and he still doubted what he heard to the point of his action for signs. And, he didn't just do it one time. He asked for three different times for a sign. And when we are listening for God's voice, we have to know that he's the one that's speaking. Right? And how do we do that? First thing, we have something that Samuel and Gideon didn't have. And we have the complete Bible, the inspired word of God. We can read it, we can study it, meditate on it. And all the scriptures is God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, and correcting and training in righteousness. So when we have questions about certain things in our lives and certain decisions we have to make, we should always see what the Bible says, God says, what he has to say about these things. And God would never lead us contrary to what he has promised in his word. Amen. And the second thing, to hear God's voice, we have to recognize it. And Jesus said, remember in John 10, well, Jesus said, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. See, in order for us to hear his voice, we had to belong to him, number one. And like you said, like Ms. Hooper said, you have to depend on him for whatever is going on in your life. And we have to seek his face. In the storms of life, it could be we know that David had multiple things going on in his life. David experienced so many different things, and he still knew where his help was. We have to know where our help is. And we say that I will look to the hills which come my help, knowing all my help comes from God, right? So David knew this, and he constantly was, and he knew how powerful God's voice was. We today have to know how powerful God's voice is. That no matter what's going on, God's voice overpowers everything. What happens when God's voice comes through? He said, and beside that, the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yeah, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. Now, for those who may not know about the cedars of Lebanon, these were big, giant trees. These trees in Lebanon, they were so strong, and what made them so strong was that as they would start to grow and the roots go through the ground until it came to the rocks. And when they got to the rocks, they didn't stop growing. They went around the rocks and came back together under the rocks and tied together. So these were some powerful trees. And as the storms would come through, those trees would never bend over. They would never break down. They would just bend over. And then when the wind stops, they stand back up. And so God's voice is strong enough that which he broke those cedars. And that's telling you no matter how strong or a storm in your life or what's going on in your life, God's voice can come and shatter it. We have right now our own government, things that's going on that we know that it's not pleasing in God's sight. We know that it's not biblically correct. We're going morally wrong. But and when you look at it from the world point, there's nothing we can do about it. But I beg to differ, because God is in control of everything and all things. He knows that when he decides to, when in his time, his voice will come. And it will break all these things down. And when he says that, the Lord sit upon the floods, those flood waters, those troubles that we have, I think about when he says he sits upon the floods, I think about our Lord Jesus when the disciples was out on the sea and they was caught up in a storm. And in the darkest hour, the third watch, Jesus came walking on the waves. Then he's telling us that no matter what problems that you may have in your life, what storms come, God is above them all. And he came and said to not be afraid, for it is I. And see, when you hear the voice of God, you are not to be afraid, because we know who's in control. And God's voice shatters anything that we may be facing. And we said that his sheep recognize his voice, and because they know him as the shepherd. And if we recognize God's voice, then we must belong to him. That's the main thing. We must belong to him in order to hear his voice. And now let me clear something up now. We got to understand that we are here on earth, we are sinful people. As long as we're in this flesh, we are full of sin. And God and sin cannot be in the same place. And that's why our Lord and Savior Jesus serves as our mediator. So God speaks to us through his son, Jesus. He said he no longer speak through prophets like he spoke to the fathers of old. He through his son, Jesus, now. And Jesus come to us, and God uses situations. He used circumstances to come to us. And we have to know that in order to hear him, we have to spend time in prayer. That's one of the main things. In order to hear his voice, we need to spend time in prayer. We need to spend time in Bible study and quiet contemplation of his word, in his word. We have to spend more time intimately with God. And it's the easiest. It's easier to recognize his voice and his leading in our lives. I recall the FBI. They don't study counterfeit money because there's so many variations of counterfeit money. The FBI agents, they train by studying the real money. They study real money so close that as soon as a fake comes through, it's automatic. And so that's the way we should be with God's word. And when God does speak to us and lead us, it's clear that it's him that's speaking. God speaks to us so that we can understand the truth. And while God can talk to us openly among everybody, but he speaks primarily through his word and sometimes through the Holy Spirit to our conscience, through our circumstances, and through other people, by applying what we hear to the truth of scriptures, we can learn to recognize his voice. That's the key to hearing God's voice is, number one, recognizing it. And in order to hear it and work, recognize it, we have to be, we have to belong to him. And as David talks about these things and talks about how God's voice shaped the wilderness, it divided the flames of the fire, the voice of the Lord made his hinds of the calves and discovered the forest and the temple, and does everyone speak of his glory? And the Lord sat upon the floods, yes, the Lord sit king forever. And guess what happens when we listen to his voice? The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. We have to know that as long as we are with him, that even in the greatest storm, we can be safe because his word says so. I'm reminded of in Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah 54 and 10, it says, "For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, said the Lord that has mercy on thee." Think about that. That's wonderful news, that he would never hit. Kindness will never leave us, and he will always give us peace. After the storm, as we weather the storm, he give us perfect peace. And that's enough to jump up and scream and shout in the midst of the storm. And David did not fear. That's why we know that he depended on God all the time, regardless of all the things that he went through. And I want you to think back on your life. And think back what's going on in your life right now and know we have confidence in God that he knows. He's in control. He knows where you're at right now. He put you there. And he put you there to develop you, not to destroy you. So if you depend on him, see his face, and hear his voice, everything will be all right. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
I would like to thank Pastor Malone for the blessed discussion on hearing hear God's voice, because we need to be able to recognize, as sheep, we need to be able to recognize his voice. And we pray, God, today that you truly have been blessed in our topic, have confidence in God. I would like to take this opportunity to welcome and to thank God for Ms. Helen Hooper, Elder Natasha Davis, and Pastor Lewis Malone. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, but we want to take this opportunity to invite you to tune in on next Saturday at the same time as we again come to the table as we discuss the Word of God, as God give us revelation and interpretation of that which he is speaking to his people. We're going to ask Ms. Helen Hooper to close out today in our prayer, and then we will come back and we will be able to come before the people of God, before our with closing words. Ms. Helen Hooper.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Most holy and wise God, Father God, we thank you for this radio broadcast today. Father, we thank you for the hearts and the minds that it touched. We thank you that it went through the airwaves today, Father God, all over the nations, Father God. Those that were listening, Father God, we ask you for a special blessing upon their lives. Father, that they got clarification, Father God, that this word that went out today, Father God, would lead them and guide them and draw them to you, Father God. Anything that they're in need of, Father God, I ask you to bless, Father God. I ask you to open their eyes, Father God. Let this word be a light unto their feet, Father God. I ask you, Father God, just to bless them with something special in the week coming, Father God. Let them hear, those of them who are hearing, Father God, that are listening, Father God, I ask you to pull the strings on their heart, Father God. Read the tables of their heart and of their mind, Father God. Everything, every petition, Father, that they have before you, Father God, I ask you to answer, Father God. Father God, let this word bless them. Let it edify them, Father God, that they will grow, Father God, and they will flourish in you, Father God, and get to the place that you would have them to be, Father God. Let this build their confidence, God, build their faith. The word today, Father God. Let their faith just flourish, Father God, and grow. Let this be a seed that was planted in their life today. To every listener, Father God, ask you just to read and just to bless them, Father God. Ask you, we plead the blood of Jesus over their minds, over their hearts, Father God. We pray, Father God, that this word nourishes them, that it feeds them, Father God, that it edifies them in every way, Father God. These blessings we ask in the name of the Father, Son, and the blessed Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for the prayer that came forth by Ms. Helen Hooper, and we have only a few minutes, and we're going to ask Elder Natasha Davis to come, and we want you to reach out to those in our radio audience, and those that have backslidden, and those that want to be saved, don't know how to be saved, those that are struggling. Those that are there, almost like their wits end, and they need Jesus Christ in their lives. Would you please, Elder David, the invitation to be saved so that they can come and have and step up with Jesus Christ, Elder David.
The Lord. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you will be saved. And if you believe in your heart that his son Jesus was raised from the dead, you'll have eternal life. God is dealing with the hearts of those who have been a part of his, been a part of him, and he has been a part of you and been in relationship with you. God is dealing with your heart. He is tugging on your heart. The reason why you can't sleep at night and there are so many problems and issues that are coming forth in your life that you just don't have peace, that's the work of the Holy Ghost tugging on your heart. And the Bible says, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And so, beloved, I want to compel you to come to Christ today so that you can have peace in your heart and that you can have peace of mind and that you'll know that beyond a shadow of a doubt that you'll live forever with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. There is one death. The Bible says that a man is born, you know, of a woman a few days, and it's going to be full of trouble. And then after a man live on this earth, he'll die. And after the death, your natural death is judgment. And so God did not intend for you to be separated from him. He intended for you to live with him eternally. And so I want to welcome you. I want to ask you. I want to give you an invitation to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. The expression of God and his love for you is through his Son, Jesus Christ. Any mother, any father knows that the expression of who you are as a person came through your child. And so God loves you so much that he caused his Son to walk before men in the flesh to exemplify his love for us. So won't you come? Won't you make a decision? Won't you stop wrestling and playing? What would a man give in exchange for his life? Really? What do you want to lose your soul and spend God your forever time, the eternity separated from God? You want to live with him forever. You want to be with him forever. Beloved, you don't want to live a life of torment. You're being tormented right now. You don't have no peace in your heart. Won't you choose Christ today? Choose him today and make him your Savior. Your life will never be the same. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
You have been listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please join us on next Saturday at the same time. May God bless and keep you.